Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The Scholar Report with CEO Chris Riegel of Scholar.com, a global technology firm in the retail sector, watching the occupied continents for changes of direction. We have a jobs report at last, after Washington decided to go back to work. U.S. adds 119,000 jobs in September, but unemployment hits four-year peak. Chris, a very good evening to you. The trenchant remark of this report is there's something in it for everyone. They're thinking of the Federal Reserve decision that may or may not come with clarity December 9 and 10, next month. However, I recall an anecdote you told me maybe a year, maybe 2 years ago, of a large retail chain doing very well, projecting out 6, 9, 12 months and making decisions not to build out, I believe, its stores or to restrain in some fashion hiring. Most recently, several large chains, Target's one of them, have announced layoffs. Is that they could see AI a year or two ago? Or is that the slowing economy? Can we tell the difference anymore? Good evening to you, Chris.
Good evening, John. In retail, you always have to separate the performant versus the non-performant retailers. Target's challenges are principally more Target related. That being said, there's a bigger macro issue across the consumer segment that consumers are challenged with liquidity, challenged with high debt. So while there is a Wall Street surge in the economy, and the economy is very rosy there, on Main Street for consumers, especially younger consumers, there's quite a bit of pressure that you're seeing reflected not only in retail numbers, but also in some of the service and hospitality businesses like Chipotle, reporting that consumers at the younger end of the spectrum are out of cash and are changing their purchasing habits because of it.
August figure was revised to a loss of 4,000 jobs, reads this report. Remember, there's something in it for everyone. Marking just the second time since COVID-19 pandemic that the U.S. economy has shed positions. Is that the number we're watching then? 4,000 jobs, and it's on the low-end jobs that are being lost. Is that it?
So, John, it's a little bit confusing in terms of the data because you have a lot of self-deportations that are happening and disruptions in the market that way from people leaving the United States. But I believe you're starting to see some of the early impacts, in which will get much more substantial and significant in 2026, of artificial intelligence starting to reshape the workforce and reshape both the hiring and the jobs landscape.
We move to AI because it is now part of the conversation. Is it real or is it tulips? My experience with AI is that of a bookish man. I use several of them, and I find them good companions and productive. However, it doesn't necessarily translate that it's going to be good at the retail level or even the wholesale level. You're saying that some of the hiring and firing, for example, I believe Verizon has announced a reduction in its workforce, 13 or 14,000, which is not profoundly big percentage, but it's a lot of jobs, and saying we're going to get back to being number one. This is Verizon. And I recall that anecdote of a couple of weeks ago when I was in a Verizon store and we dealt with a national dial-in, the manager of the store did, and everything went so smoothly. I asked afterwards, how come she never asked you to repeat any numbers? You just read them. Is that AI or is that a real person? And his clever remark was, we can't tell anymore. Is that going on everywhere, that people don't know whether it's a robot or a human being?
Increasingly so. You're having more and more artificial intelligence in customer service or ordering or technical troubleshooting or other. Most of the time you can tell, but the AI is getting very, very good to not be able to tell and driving faster answers results. This will certainly have an impact on the service economy, both domestically and internationally.
Do you see labor friction yet? in AI showing up at the factory, at the retail store, at the wholesale shipping dock? Do you see buzz yet that we've got to put some rules in here?
So, John, in the professional services areas, you're starting to see people become more aware of the potential for displacement, lawyers, accountants, other. You're seeing displacement in the consulting classes that's starting because of AI. An AI-based system is still not at the point of easily making a burrito or changing your spark plugs. But as you're starting to see in the coming years with Mr. Musk and others that are bringing robotics into more operations, you'll start to see more physical displacement as well. So far, it's more white-collar displacement, but it will be coming for blue-collar as well.
The other side of the coin, doubts about AI itself as a moneymaker or a jobs reducer, which would go to the bottom line. There was suddenly a downgrade of Microsoft and Amazon coming from a European analyst, I believe. But in any event, it shocked the system because one thing you can count on more than taxes is Microsoft. I add Amazon because it's been a growth story for years. Now, the argument is they're spending too much money on AI and it's not proved. Spending too much money, I hear all the time. There's this other one. It's a bubble. Can't you tell? The profits are circular. They're buying from each other. It goes around and around and around. Again, it comes down to confidence that AI is a real thing. There are lots of anecdotes that say it is. Is there one anecdote you look to more than any other that can give us clarity, Chris?
So, John, I think it's safe to say there is a risk of overbuilding and there could be a bubble in AI because of the construction of data centers and the consumption of data centers. Everyone is betting on a very, very large play there. That being said, at both Amazon and Microsoft, both are incredibly intelligent companies, very, very profit focused, very, very sharp in making the right investment. So if it were betting on their view versus an analyst view, I'd bet on the companies specifically. But there is an undercurrent across industry of a potential bubble. Only time will tell.
Do you see any movement from the retail you're dealing with or the QSR you're dealing with of shedding jobs because of documentation? Do you see that buzz? It's certainly in all the video clips you can see from big cities. Do you hear it in the shops and retail spaces across America?
You still have shortages of people in the workforce at those service jobs at low costs. You're seeing more service automation through kiosks, automated ordering, etc. That trend will continue. What you're starting to see now with artificial intelligence and software development or other is displacements of large numbers of people, where if I needed 10 programmers to do something before, maybe I can use AI and get by with two as supervisory. So it's shifting the way that programming and development is done quite dramatically, and that could lead to very large layoffs or job losses in the IT sector specifically.
To the White House, the president and his administration are rejecting the idea of states moving our AI regulation. No, 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 says the federal government. Why? What are they thinking, Chris?
The worst case scenario for any AI company or any tech company or company in general is 50 different sets of regulations. There needs to be a single federal regulation. Mr. Sachs, the AISR, is very, very sharp about these things and knows exactly what he's doing. But we need to make sure that we have a common set of rules. Otherwise, you'll have a lot of wasted time, effort, and energy with the California rules versus the Texas or Florida rules. Companies will be wasted and will lose opportunity to dominate the sector globally because of our own incompetence.
Don't you hear the masters of tort saying, but what about us? Wouldn't this help the lawyer firms of America to have 50 different kings?
John, I'm not going to cry and say that one of the best uses of AI is to displace and remove lawyers from the system. AI is not all bad.
Chris Riegel, Scholar Report.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.